We don't have to take public comment here, do we?
No, not on a work session.
Nobody signed up for public comment.
You're off the hook.
Reason we're here is to do a pay analysis. We have some information that the staff and the manager have assembled for us, and
so at
turn it over to Dave.
At last month's meeting, Bill had brought to my attention that
that's the stuff.
And to my knowledge, I asked Kelly also, we haven't ever done a benefit and compensation analysis at the port. So we've been putting something together. We've asked SDAO for some help, and you'll see the first set of papers.
They don't have this.
Oh, they don't have that?
They just have this.
So which one do they got?
They came from the OPPA, Public Ports Association.
We've got a list of ports on the left-hand side.
Yeah, yep. So the one you have is just of ports, as many as of them as that would be involved in the survey.
But,
yep.
What shall I do? Didn't we solicit through SBAO HR Answers to provide us a clear wage survey?
Yes, and I do have that one here, but I thought the commission had it too.
I had sent it to each of the commissioners in an email.
Okay.
Oh, it's in, Dale has it, because it's in there somewhere.
Dave, I think we need to caution that we're not talking about any individual's salary. We're not going to mention any. We're talking in general terms about compensation and possibly fringe benefits.
Yeah. So you know, we'll discuss. We can discuss positions, but we're not going to talk about specific employees.
That's your job.
If we were to do that, we'd have to be in executive session.
Well, that's your job anyway.
Well, that's what I have done is, I adjust the compensation as far as wages go. Usually I do that every year. We tend to have a cost of living allowance and a performance that we give raises on. I want to ask the commission for a little bit of feedback.
Dave, can I do a little trail walk here and tell them why I brought it up this last time? I was at a workshop that the city, that Aaron arranged for the city council, and the HR director came in and presented an overview of the various wage rates for the various categories of workers, especially they identified those in public works and so forth in their various categories. And then they went into the fringe benefit package. And I gave some pretty specific details on the fringe benefit package. And as all of us know, anymore, the fringe benefit package that you offer your employees many times is as important as that dollar salary, especially when it comes to the medical plan or the health plan or any contribution towards the retirement fund. So right after that meeting, because during my time on the commission here, and it's nobody's fault, we hadn't had an in-depth analysis of where we are on our fringe benefits. And when I saw what the city was offering, I immediately ran down here and knocked on Dave's door, and I had him go over with me what we were currently offering. And then I described some of the things that I heard from the HR director I'm sure it's related to my age and when I was employed gainfully for a corp, but the HR manager brought up the concept of a health savings account that the city funds for their employees. And that health savings account can be used to take care of copay, or they can actually pay the physician if they're faced with a fairly high, steep bill. Anyway, that was the motivation for me bringing up. Essentially, I want to make sure that we're somewhere in the marketplace with our employees what comparable agencies are offering. And I know I tonight I'm not ready to offer any specifics. CZ, and we kicked this around a little bit with CZ, but what I would like to ask Terry, as chair, if he would consider a study committee that could take a look in details, along with CZ, take a look at details of what other districts are doing, especially in terms of a health savings account and what they're offering, because it's it can be quite a benefit. But anyway, that's enough pontificating on that. But
so you're talking in addition to the health insurance, the various health insurance and insurances that we provide.
And again, we're going to ask for specific we asked for specific details from the city. We were going to maybe have them to share tonight, but we never got that information. But the way I understand it, for example, the city health insurance plan has a deductible of $1,000. So the employee, the insurance company doesn't pick up any of the cost of a severe medical emergency until it reaches $1,000. The employee picks up until that. But what the city does to help that out is they actually fund, and if, pardon me if we don't know the exact details yet, they actually fund an account for each individual city employee, and they contribute directly into that health savings account a certain stipulated amount that employee, again, this is something that I never experienced when in my work, but that employee actually owns that account. In fact, it follows that employee if they go to another job. And that employee can write checks on that account for co-pays or a fairly expensive procedure. Let's say the employee had he was out cutting wood in the woods, and he fell down and twisted his ankle and he needs some pretty severe orthopedics. They could actually write a check from their health savings account and cover everything that the insurance company didn't pay, and it helps defray some of the, again, until you match the deductible, the insurance company doesn't kick in and pay a dollar on certain medical emergencies. So what I'm asking for is to take a look at what others are doing and see where we are in the marketplace relative to our employees. Because, first of all, I get to observe our employees on a daily basis. I think we have a pretty good staff, and we have virtually no turnover. And if you look out in the marketplace today to try to recruit staff, it's not easy. So bottom line is, I just want to see where we are and see if we're comparable to what others are offering. And when I mentioned a subcommittee, I'm talking about calmly evaluating with David, and CZ will claim he's an expert in these areas. No, I know you're not claiming to be it, but I talk enough with CZ that I have a lot of confidence in him in helping structure some of these, especially with the health savings account and what that does. And then my concept would be, with David's help and with the evaluation, we come and bring you some proposals, including what they would cost, and then we kick it around and we go from there. You either say, well, let's continue pursuing that. No, I don't like the smell of that. That's not something I want to go along with. But we'll do a couple of my proposal is we take a couple of passes at it. We come to you with a proposal, and as a commission, we kick it around and see it again. My bottom line is I want to do right by our employees, something we can afford, but something that's also comparable, because I don't want them going to work for the public works of Medford or Florence or Reedsport or anybody else, because there are certain comparable jobs to our staff out here that help us maintain the campground.
Has there been any indication of dissatisfaction?
My staff is happy, very happy.
Well, when you do that, however you do this, I want to be sure that you look at what it costs to buy down our deductible as well, and compare that with whatever you're thinking about with an HSA.
Okay.
Because if I'm not mistaken, an HSA can be pulled out. They just have to pay tax on it if it's not spent for whatever. And I don't like that. I never have liked it, and I still don't like it today. It's one thing to use it and only be able to use it for health
medical
purposes.
That's correct.
But if I'm not mistaken,
it's their money.
It's their money. If they spend it, and it's not on a qualified medical expense, all they have to do is pay tax on it.
It's taxable then at that point.
So that's just, I understand what you're saying. I don't have a problem with any of that. I want to treat our employees fair, and I don't know that they're not being treated fair at the moment.
No, but I'm not saying that at all.
That's one thing I'd like to say. No matter what I say here, it can be construed one way or the other, and I don't ever want to construe that I don't appreciate my employees. But coming from private business into this, we're doing very well by our employees. You look at the vision, dental, dependent, look at the yes, right along the health insurance plan there. The only thing I'm not sure of is where the deductibles are. We have an Oregon Saves plan. We have to contribute if they decide to contribute. There is an Oregon Saves, correct, Mike?
And that's
for anything.
Yeah, but the primary purpose is for saving for retirement. That's the primary purpose of the Oregon Saves. But this one step at a time. I hear what you're saying. I work with a lot of businesses myself, and if I was 25 years old, I'd be looking for a place like this to work.
Yes.
Because businesses, unless you're big, they can't afford to offer these things. Our money comes from taxes, from the taxpayer, and from the RV park. That's where it comes from. So we'll get to that. We'll get to that discussion in depth. I have no problem with you guys doing whatever you do to offer some kind of proposal.
They have an opportunity to contribute to the retirement right now where we match. And maybe it's counseling our employees, but they aren't taking advantage of that. There's a matching.
We have our pension plan, we have a 457, which employees have to contribute to in order for the port to match at the end.
Yeah. Right. If they don't contribute, we don't match.
Exactly.
We've only had one employee in my history that took advantage of that. Kelly, you know that.
I think we all are.
Oh, are we now?
They got the lecture apparently. Yeah.
We have 6 out of the 7 that are participating.
Well, what's the percentage match? What is the percentage?
5%.
5%. Up to 5% of the wage, or
it's
is it
5% of the gross wage?
All right. What if they put 1% in?
You're going to match up to five.
That's what I'm trying to get at. Are we matching? Are we doing 5% or are we matching up to 5?
Match up.
So if somebody, and I believe, and I'm still doing research on it, but typically if the employer will say, well, we'll match up to 5, the employee only puts in 1%. The employee matches that 1%.
Yeah, all right, that's fine.
If the employee puts in 5%,
the employer matches that
1%. The employer will match the 5%. If the employee says, you know what, so there are rules. Well, Mike, you know, there are rules because you can't overfund anything. Right? So you can only put, especially with HSA.
Yeah, there's a maximum amount.
So much in, and we'll get into all that at some point when we get there. But if the employee says, I'm going to put in 7%, the employer will match 5% of that, and that's it. That's what you're asking, right, Mike?
Yeah, I just want to make sure it's like that. You know, we don't just, if they put 2, we put 5. I don't, you know, that's not right. They need to earn that.
Before we go on to, because Mike had an important comment, and I want to make sure I understand, I wanted CZ to pick it. You talked about, let's see what it costs to buy down the deductible. Did you pick up on that, CZ?
Because
I don't know what that means.
That could be a combination of an employer or an employee funded, right? Pre-tax dollars, pay down your deductible in advance. So there are so many options with regards to any of these health plans. Okay. I mean, it's just like it never ends. And I can bring you whatever, as the insurance agent of record, I can bring the court whatever they need. But from a commissioner's standpoint, I think we need to kind of figure out, you know, what we're willing to do, what's affordable, right, and then kind of go from there. Because, Terry, you're right. In the private sector, to have an employee or an employer fund is great. And a lot of employers have health programs. So typically it's going to be not with the SDAO, but in the private side, it's going to be you're going to do like a gold, a silver, or a bronze plan or something like that. And to even have a silver plan is like, you know, a super rich benefit on the private side. But what we're dealing with, there's all kinds of different plans. And I can bring you whatever. An HSA plan, I'm kind of with Mike. I mean, that might, I'm not sure that's the answer, but I think we can bring different plans and talk about how to fund different parts of it to make it the benefits more readily available to the employees. And we can do that with pre-tax dollars, even without an HSA. I guess that's what I'm saying.
And I think these kind of discussions need to be held in a quiet room where you can gather the data and sit and digest the data. And again, what I'm suggesting is we have a subcommittee, and we can't have more than 3 commissioners because suddenly we would have a quorum and we'd have to announce it every time we met. So what I would like to do is have CZ as part of it. I would like to serve on it. David would be the other, with the chair's permission. I would like to recommend that we begin this evaluation, study these options, and then do it in a series of passes. We bring it back to the commission for a first blush, get the comments on that, and then very likely go back and rework it. That's the way I would see it. But again, that would be my recommendation to the commission. But Terry, as chair, you can do it any way you want.
Well, it never hurts to have 3 people looking at something, and I agree with you there. And my hat's off to you. If there's no other objections, I'd be happy to appoint you guys to the subcommittee, and you guys research it and report back to us. But right now, until I know how much your deductible is, I don't know if they got
$2,500.
They got the silver then, correct?
Well, they call it different.
Yes, but it'd be the silver.
Right, and there's just so much to talk about. I mean, I don't want to waste everybody's time because there are HSAs and RSAs.
And to be honest with you, I don't want to hear all that either.
I want to go through it.
But it needs to be distilled in something that we feel is reasonable for our situation.
I have a question to David, if I can slip one in here. With this review that you did, mm-hmm. how do you feel our guys are stacking up relative to other people that are doing the same thing elsewhere? Are you as the manager, do you feel our guys are where they should be for the most part?
When I go by SDAO's report, we're in the bottom 10%.
You mean on this report here?
That's the one that we got from as many ports as we could.
Right, but they're not all equal. There's no way we're going to compare a 7 employee with a 16, a 21, a 28, a 34. There's no way we can compare those.
I thought about that too, and I think the best way to do it is I just tell you guys what I pay my employees by position. Mm-hmm. And
Well, I was just wondering if you feel, if you feel,
I think,
because you're the one, you know, that's the way I see it. We pay you to.
Yeah.
You're the one that needs to make the recommendations
for
the budget as to what it needs to be. And I'm just curious as to where you think we are.
Well, I feel just with living in Florence that my staff may be not adequately compensated.
Okay.
Wage-wise.
Well, that could be something that...
I'm not talking about myself.
No. I'm... And, you know, the goal is to make sure they're paid enough that they don't want to go find a job elsewhere doing the same thing at more pay. And we, maybe when you guys are reviewing health stuff, you could look at that also and see if we need to make any adjustments. And also then as a, you know, our job as port commissioners is based on your recommendation, we need to our decision as well. Does our budget support it?
Yeah.
If it does, it does. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
When we were talking about our 457 plan, the contribution that employees have to make, we've kind of convinced everybody that it's the best thing for them to do is start contributing to that. Well,
that's why you have five out of the seven.
Six, I believe.
Five out of six?
No, six out of seven.
Six out of seven.
And... as long as they're contributing, it could be $50, it could be $25. As long as they're contributing every month, they'll get that 5%.
Right.
But there's a lot of them that can't contribute that much, if you know what I mean.
No, I know.
And, you know, I'm sure they'd all be like to be contributing a little bit more. But and so I'll kind of go down the list of what we pay our staff at this point.
Well, we can see it here, can't we, David?
I don't know.
We don't have a copy of that.
You don't have a copy of what we pay our staff.
Well, you pay the receptionist clerical $31,492. You pay the bookkeeper, you know, right here. Am I reading that right?
It's on the 47 news line.
Oh, okay. I'm reading a different one than what you guys are. But those positions don't really match up in this survey.
So it takes a judgment call on your part to evaluate what.
Well,
you need to make sure in salary comparisons we're comparing apples and apples.
And so
what these other people are doing.
Our administrative assistant here makes $26.50 an hour. That figures out to around $55,000 a year.
Well, I have it down here as $52,000.
Yeah.
The survey was done last year.
Okay.
It's 55,120.
Well, then why are we looking at this if these numbers aren't right?
I've adjusted it.
On this?
Not on...
Yeah, no, I've been... These don't mean a lot to me if the numbers aren't right.
Well, they give me an idea where
we're at last year.
This is what we could get from the other ports. It's always been like pulling teeth to get any information when we've asked for it on these
surveys.
They don't
want to share what they're paying.
And you can see a lot of them aren't reporting. And so our administrative assistant it's $26.50 an hour, $55,000 a year job at this time. Campground staff, that would be who works the front desk. That is now $16.70 an hour. Figures out to roughly $34,700 a year. Our campground.
Dave, is that the campground lead?
No, the campground lead will be the next one. That's at $19 an hour. That's a $39,500 job. And then we have three maintenance positions. We basically have a groundskeeper. That would be our maintenance three position. That's a $16.50 an hour job that pays approximately $34,000 a year. Then we have a maintenance coordinator. That's basically our maintenance 2 position, that pays $21.25 an hour. That's approximately $44,000 a year. And then we have a facilities lead, which is a $25 an hour, which is approximately $52,000. And that person has been here well over 20 years. Everybody has been here longer than I have. I mean, I'm basically going on 6 years. And there's a couple people that have moved into different positions that I've compensated them a little bit differently when they've moved up to positions like our executive assistant and our maintenance coordinator. So, you know, I don't know how you guys feel about those wages.
Like I say, the first thing I want to hear at the end of the day is your recommendations based on your review, and then it's our job as park commissioners to take a look at the budget and
I do
you know re- does it whatever you recommend fit within the budget or does it not?
I do a review on each employee every year. I've always thought that we were a little low on compensation for the staff, but I've kind of just been going by the norm that the port has done for a lot of years. We've never done an analysis or a comparison yet.
Could I ask you a question?
Of course.
Do you have what I call a wage metrics?
I wonder if this steering committee that we're going to form couldn't perform both tasks at the same time.
I
don't know that, but I do know from the health insurance benefit side of it.
It's a good timing
because everything's going to happen July 1. We have to make an election before July 1 and let the insurers know what our benefit package looks like. So we probably, if that's the way we're going to do it, we probably ought to get after it quickly rather than wait 3 weeks and have the first meeting. I'm kind of moving ahead here, but if that's the way we're going to go and start some kind of subcommittee to come back to the commission with a recommendation, we need to start it now.
Yeah, since the budget is coming up for the next year, you're absolutely right. If you're going to make it, if there's going to be some modifications, that's going to have to be known on the front end of the budget process.
Dale, you talk about a matrix for hierarchy and the...
We don't have a matrix that we use.
Sometimes, and it doesn't have to be real sophisticated, but it's length, credentialing, if you have that. But even in my case, it's academics. But and then in addition to that, do you do a COLA?
Yeah, we do.
A what?
Cost of living allowance. That's
COLA.
Basically, it has been in the past 2.5%.
David, I'd like to just take this position myself. I think it is important that we look at our salaries of your employees because we've talked about this many times in the past.
I mean, that's supposed to be my job, what I do, but I've never asked for...
Then you come to us and ask, like Rob said, you need to do your homework and say, hey, it's not fair for us to set the bar. You're the one that's got to talk to them. You need to come to us with, like Rob said, I'm not trying to be an asshole here. You need to come to us and say, hey, you know, and we've talked about this before. Your lowest guy was working for 14 at one point. We bumped him to 16. Mm-hmm. That's not heard of. When you talk about the health, there's enough savings options for these employees. If anything, I would like to determine whether or not what our deductibles are, and let's lower them.
Yep.
that's the best thing we can do for our employees, lower the deductible on their medical plan. They have good medical. They just have a high deductible of $2,500, which, trust me, that's not high. Me and my wife have $5,000 deductible, and I got to meet it three times for two of us. And I still pay $1,500 a month for two of us.
That's
so,
just flat amazing.
It is.
It is amazing.
Well, you can't afford to get hurt.
Well, it's catastrophic insurance is all it is, you know.
Yeah.
But not to bring mine, but I've been in touch with CZ. I'm trying to get insurance for my employees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like, I'm not so sure as a business owner I can do that.
Oh, it's a killer.
Oh, and I don't want to go too much there, but we are going to. But.
It is... For the private business owners, it is a raw open wound when we start talking about the benefits. And that's not why we're here tonight, but what Terry's talking about is absolutely true, and I see it all the time. People have very good intentions. They want to provide all these benefits for their employees, but it's difficult on the private side and on the public entity side, it's a little more stable, so there's better opportunity. Honestly, we have better opportunity on the public entity side than we do in the private side, just from a benefit standpoint.
Wow.
You have so many more benefits available on the public entity side, like the ports and the districts and all those things, than we enjoy on the private side. And we're looking at, you know, on the private side, super high deductibles. I had to pay $3,500 to Riverbend this week, actually, on Monday, for out-of-pocket expenses for some things that we had going on. But
did you talk to your insurance agent about it?
What you do with one, you have to do with all, typically. So, yeah, I would love to have the best benefits. We all would like to have the best benefits. It's just a matter of affordability, and that's what I think this committee can bring.
Yep.
It's like, hey, this is maybe where we need to try to go, then
this is what
I can say, great, this is what it would cost to get there. And
I agree.
The commission can make a decision, right?
Yep. Okay.
Mike, do you have anything to say?
No, I do 42 payrolls. I know who gets paid what, and I know with those 42 different businesses, and I know what benefits they pay. And they're not good, because they can't afford it.
I have no more comments, Terry. I've already said my piece. As long as we understand coming out that we're going to have a committee of three, and we're going to bring a first pass to the commission.
Now, the three are going to be David plus two.
That's correct.
Because if you have three, you've got a quorum.
Right.
If it was commission.
No, pardon me. It's CZ and I.
We'll meet with the manager.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, perfect.
Thanks for the clarification, Rob.
I would just like to, somewhere with information David has, and we've talked about this, our employees are paid too little. There's no way they can work for $16 an hour and be happy.
And pay $1,500 a month in rent.
Yeah.
Yes. But on the other hand, I bet you don't hear that same $16 an hour guy saying, damn, I just had more employee benefits. You know, he's saying, I need more money. I need more money in my pocket.
Yeah, I misspoke when I said money wasn't. Yeah, that's
both are important. We work with a smaller staff than most ports do. I mean, we work with the smallest staff that this port has ever worked with.
Yes, and we appreciate that.
Yeah, we've added campground space. How about what? 25 campground spaces. And we didn't change our FTEs. Our full-time equivalents stayed.
I think we lost.
Yeah. And that's a sweet formula when you can do that.
Well, I haven't heard the manager come to us and tell us that, hey, we got to hire somebody. We can't get the work done. I have not heard that.
Nope.
So I don't have any complaints about any of that. I'm just being logical about
it.
When I hear the port manager say, we can't get our work done. I mean, I work for a couple of two or three, four different districts, not ports, but when the work doesn't get done, they got to hire somebody, and they come to the board and tell them that. And I haven't heard that from Dave. So we must be doing good with the staff.
That's, yeah.
Okay.
if we beat that up enough.
I think we did a pretty good job.
I mean, I think we have a committee assigned.
Yep.
You guys look at the wages and...
Yeah, we can look at the whole package.
When does the budget process start?
Is it next month?
Yeah, I'll get the calendar out probably next month, the calendar of how things have to progress, and the meetings will usually be... Usually was in May. It could be a June one, but May.
Well, I'm just thinking, Bill, you and Craig and David need to have your stuff together before the budget.
I've been working with Dave on this, and she's in. Can I bring up one more talk real quick? About what we were talking about today, putting some of our money into a guaranteed CD, maybe for short term, 3 or 4 months, or people out there offering 3 cents, 3%, 4%.
I think there's 5%, isn't there?
I found 7%, but there's a lot of them out there. I'm just saying.
Just don't invest in a bank.
Well, no. I suggested to Kelly that we ought. How much cash do you need to have on hand to cover the rust spot? And she says, well, she'd like to have a million. She says, but she thinks that she has a million that we could put into a guaranteed CD on a possible 3 months term.
Yeah.
Because we're leaving hundreds of dollars on the table right now because we're getting 1.25% and people are offer three. So did you get a call to Umpqua? What did they tell you they would offer you?
So I didn't get, Umpqua has not got back to me on the CDs. But when I had Jim get a hold of Diane regarding the CDs, they're all of a sudden offering us now 3.75% on our MMA account.
They'll never offer it unless you ask them. Just everybody remember that. They do not call you, do they?
So are you going to? So you, okay, can you squirrel all of it into that account and get that percentage rate?
As of today, we get the 3.75.
So she did.
No. Okay, on the total of 2 million that we've got for in our reserves.
In our MMA account.
Okay.
And it also goes for our savings account that we have 273.
Just because you rattled their cage a little bit. Bless you, my dear.
But they haven't gotten back to me on the CDs yet, and she was supposed to put together stuff on that.
Okay,
we'd want to take a CD. You're taking a gamble there. If you got to pull it out early, you're going to lose.
Yeah, but you could layer it. You could do one for 3 months.
Yeah.
In other words, just.
But if you get 3.75% without going to a CD, why?
Terry, I agree.
On $500,000,
that works.
I mean, that has, and you may be able to do that at another bank. I don't know what Umpqua is going to do. They did a lot of bragging. They came to see me, I don't know, sometime this last month, and it was a lot more than 3.75 on a CD, and the money market at that time was 3.75 too. So there's plenty of shopping to do. It doesn't have to be done overnight.
Yeah, you know
but you could layer them. The CDs.
City of Florence just refinanced some debt, and we got quotes from Banner Bank and Oregon Pacific Banking Company. And we've always been with Oregon Pacific Banking Company, and as a result of refinancing the debt, we're going to save $1.2 million, and going with Banner Bank.
Just by refinancing your debt.
Yeah.
But right now we're leaving about $70,000 on the board. I think we need to assure Kelly that, because this is something we haven't done in the past. That what I'd like to say
haven't
is
had the money to do it. That's,
if we got the money
it's a
to do
different
it,
story.
And especially if you could just put it in the MFA and you don't have to lock it up into a CD. I'm saying as a commission, I think we need to say, Kelly, go full speed ahead on that. Yes, no?
I agree, but I think...
I have a couple comments. Can I make a couple comments on this one?
Yes.
I'll be brief. I think there's two issues. One, and I'm not trying to be paranoid, but we have never talked about the amount of money that we keep in a single account in the FDIC that's insured there.
It's insured. No, it's insured regardless.
With Signature, we're not worried about how much money we have in one account.
No, you don't have to. You'll see. If you did, your auditor would hammer you hard.
The state. No, okay, I thought I'd just bring it up.
No, these guys.
That's a good point.
No, we're fully insured. We are not insured through FDIC. We're insured through the municipal pool. Well, as whatever bank you put your money in has to be a qualified depository under Oregon statute, and they have a list. All you have to do is get online and look at the list, and the banks that we have our money in are at this point, or at least the last time I looked.
So we don't have to worry about what happened in California and all that.
No, baloney. Because we're insured up to the 250 what we have from FDIC. But all the banks that are qualified banks have to participate in a fail. So they have to, municipalities are the only ones that can participate in that.
So we're protected.
Because they have so much money.
Yeah.
They got enough, they can't be secured by anybody. So the states have passed various laws, in Oregon included. They used to have a pool. We used to have to buy a pool certificate and have that up to $2 million. And then what they would do is farm it out to other banks to participate in it. Well, Oregon passed a statute quite a few years ago, and if you put your money into a qualified depository, which I believe I'm sure Umpqua is, and Banner, I mean, I don't have a lot of confidence in them, but Banner and OPB, both of them are qualified. Okay. So that means that they participate with all the other qualified banks, and if one bank goes under, the rest of them have to make up our deposits that FDIC doesn't cover. And you'll see that if you read that audit, look at the auditor's comments, you'll see the statute and you'll see what it's called.
I'm going to look at that next
time. Well, you don't have to worry about it.
No, we don't. That.
You can sleep good tonight, CZ.
That's one point. What was your other?
My other point is, do we use any kind of, other than a bank, do we ever go out and look for investment opportunities with other financial planner type of people? I
mean, are you talking securities?
Are you talking?
Talking cash. So we want to plant some cash and get some, I'm thinking and hearing this, we want to plant some cash somewhere and generate 3 to 4.5%, get a good interest rate, something that doesn't lock our money up, super liquid, we can move it in and out. There's quite a few opportunities outside of banks. I just don't know if we've ever looked into those kinds of things.
Well, you have statute. I don't think we can. It's statute driven. You're going to have to go to the statute to see that, because they specifically tell a municipality what you can do with public money.
There is no.
It's not our money. That's our money.
Thing. I understand that. Yeah. I just wonder, and I guess I kind of sometimes forget. I'm still along the private side. You know, not with our money, but, and I'm not talking about risky investments.
No,
I'm
I understand.
You know what I'm saying?
Go to Edwards.
We've never had these conversations.
Well, I think they look at that. What's that group that failed? That kid that lost $1 billion overnight, or whatever it was.
I
understand it was crypto, but that was a financial institution.
Yeah.
So when you say financial institutions, you know, people start doing that.
I'm just asking the question if we've ever gone out.
Oh, I understand.
Other than the banks that are within the community that we're in, which I am all about supporting that. That's kind of all I'm really asking.
Yeah, no, there may be some other. We can go to just about any bank that's a qualified bank. There's no doubt about that. But
that's why you said we could look at another bank, see if they'd pay us more than the 3.75.
Oh, sure. We can look at any bank that's qualified, sure. And we can spread the money out. There's no doubt about that. The only reason we went to Umpqua was because Umpqua came in here and promised us the world and didn't tell us that it would change as soon as it dropped. And then we went from 4% or whatever it was down to a
minus
third of
point
a percent. 0.05
or something.
Yeah. And then they didn't have the courtesy to tell us that, oh, the interest rate's up, we'd be glad to pay more. Well, oh, no, we got to call them, and that's just the dumbest thing I've ever seen. But they all do it. We ought to pull the money out and put it in another bank just to piss them off.
Well, we can do that.
I like your attitude, Mike.
Yeah. Well, like banks are, you know, we need them. But
well, sorry I had to bring this up.
Well, that's a good discussion, yeah, Bill. Yeah. I mean, I didn't realize we had that much money sitting around. Yeah. I hadn't looked at it.
A couple of mil.
Must mean we're not taking care of our projects, huh? Is that what that means?
Well, another way to look at this is we have a lot of loans.
Yeah, we do.
We're paying more than 5% interest on.
Yeah, we do.
And we're paying 6, 7, and 8% on a few loans, and it wouldn't hurt to grab the highest note and pay the son of a gun off.
Why don't we look at restructuring those loans?
Why don't we just pay them off?
Also.
But yeah, if you get more interest than what we're paying in interest on those loans, and you just grab the interest, I mean, we just do the math on it.
But we ought to, if we have some high interest, because on the money that the city just did, it's a 5-year note.
Oh, restructure the loans.
They restructured the loans, you know, with Banner Bank.
I think shopping for money right now, money is expensive.
I don't think a restructuring for us at the moment would work because.
Okay.
I mean, the Feds are still talking about raising the rate again next week.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
It's, I mean,
money's expensive,
we're
right?
We're kind of at a long time high.
Well, how did Banner Bank give the city such a good deal?
Well, I don't know. There must have been a special category.
I probably lied.
Well, next month.
Yeah. That will get the real bill.
I'm sorry.
David, am I correct, though, in thinking that there's a couple notes out there that we're paying 8% on?
Yep. Yeah.
I did the restructuring.
It might not be that much.
I would have to look.
Yeah. I don't mean to say exactly, but there's some high interest loans that we have out there. I think we have, what, 4 or 5 loans? You know, and to me, the best way to save money is to pay them loans off.
Yeah, and we talked about that a few years ago.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't deplete our cash reserve too much.
But. Yeah, you just need to make sure you don't sell your cash on hand short.
Yeah, well, just be aware. Well, I don't know. We got $2.3 million sitting in the bank, so there's no way we're going to spend that. So look at what do we got? We've got a dredging loan, $38,000 left on it. We've got a wharf loan, $250,000.
Well, we could make the dredging loan go away.
That'd be easy.
That'd be a piece of cake.
$649,000 in long-term liabilities, and that would. You got a boardwalk loan of $42,600. I mean, those are. I don't know, man. You might
be something to think about.
But that has to be. You need to include that, or that needs to be included on our budget.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can't just all of a sudden say, "Oh, in September we want to pay these off."
We got a budget.
Do that. Yeah.
Yeah, it has to be.
Well, we need to put that on the agenda and discuss it in a
absolutely
meeting, and then.
Well, you need to go through it in the budget process first.
Yeah,
for a budget committee meeting.
Provide us with the information about what the interest rates are.
Exactly.
Okay. And then we can look at it and talk about it before that.
Like it.
Yep.
Kelly, as an employee, I just want to ask you, what were you expecting the committee to look at? And just tell me frankly, what were your concerns with benefits or wages? Just tell me.
I don't have any concerns. I just wanted to show what other ports were doing. And then the HR answers gave us another report. It's really hard to read, but and they just need to be, everything just needs to be compared.
Okay.
Yeah, we asked, I think at the last meeting we asked David to have a report like this put together so we knew what the other ports were paying, comparable ports especially. It's to see how we stacked up, that's all.
Well, I was just asking you as an employee, is it because the wages are too low across the board? I'm not talking about your position just across the board, or the benefits out of whack?
Had complaints from other employees?
Yeah. No, and I think we provide good benefits. Yeah, the deductible's a little high, but as far as the benefits that we provide, you know, with the retirement, and we've got life insurance and dental insurance and health insurance.
And vision.
Yeah, I think we have good benefits.
So if we could buy down that deductible, like, see, look into that, whatever, so that,
well, okay. Obviously it would make people happy.
Yeah.
Okay.
But this just came about, it all came about because of Bill's question about wages and
Benny's
and benefits, and we just thought, well, maybe we
no
because I don't have any idea how our wages compare with anybody else's wages that do what we do. And so that's the, that was the reason for having something like this put together.
We've been talking about it. We've been discussing these wages, how they compare.
Is that right?
For 10 years, David?
Yeah. Well, but, it came mainly the discussion comes up when we're doing my evaluation.
Yes.
It's never come
We've raised everybody else up, but we didn't this last time.
But an in-depth look at the entire package.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
When's the last time you had $2 million in the bank? And, you know, the ports.
Yeah, but you don't want to.
You guys have done such a good job with, you know, putting the RV park, getting it going to where it's going now. I mean, getting that money in every year as a component of the overall port package, that's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, it has really made a difference in what this port can do.
And then when we get the deluxe units on the hill there, and we'll get there, I need to call you about your problem.
So are we done with this
meeting? I'll talk to you after. Okay. I know what you're talking
about. Yeah, we probably need to.
Are we adjourning?
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah.
If we beat this up, let's adjourn and we'll wait for the regular meeting.
Okay.